This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Another night of explosions in the night sky in Gaza. After a day of explosive political rhetoric, that is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying our victory will be singular and clear. It will deliver the message to our enemies, a message that will resonate for generations. The goal of our enemies is the destruction of the State of Israel. And I say to you and I say to them, our enemies will fail. That followed a warning by Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah. He says all possibilities in the Lebanese front are open, all possibilities could happen, and we are ready to use whatever we need. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has moved on to Jordan after visiting Israel and urging the Israelis to agree to pauses which would allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will not agree to any temporary ceasefire with Hamas until the more than 240 hostages seized by the Islamist movement during its attack on October 7th are released. Hamas is a designated terrorist group. Eric Trump testified on Friday that he relied on accountants and lawyers to verify the accuracy of financial documents that a judge has ruled to be fraudulent in a trial that threatens to hobble his father Donald Trump's real estate empire. His testimony wrapped up before noon. Up next on the witness stand is the former president, who's scheduled to be there Monday. This is VOA News.